USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Discussing border security in last night's State of the Union speech, President Trump called on Democrats to help craft a plan that would feature more technology, more agents,
and plans for a new physical barrier or wall.
This morning, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says that last part's not going to happen, although she called the president's State of the Union interesting.
For many reasons, but again, we pick up where the president said he would join us for the people. Lower health care costs, build the infrastructure.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling a group of visiting foreign ministers at the State Department the world must be ever vigilant against ISIS and other terrorist groups. He says it hasn't happened yet, but the day will come when the permanent defeat of ISIS is a reality. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
New questions being raised about Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren's claims of Native American ancestry. The Washington Post reports the Massachusetts lawmaker listed her race as American Indian in a handwritten registration form with the Texas State Bar back in 1986. It's the first known instance of Warren claiming Native American ancestry in an official document. She apologized recently for identifying herself as Native American for nearly two decades when she was a professor. She has announced plans to run for president next year. A state lawmaker in Connecticut introduces a bill to impose a 50% tax on ammunition. Representative Jillian Gilchrist saying,
"We see this as a public health measure, similar to what we've done in the state of Connecticut with increasing the tax on cigarettes. When we increase that tax, we've seen a reduction in use."
The NRA says it's dreadful legislation that would punish law-abiding citizens. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The governor of New Mexico is withdrawing National Guard troops from the state's southern border. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham saying yesterday she rejects President Trump's contention that there's an overwhelming national security crisis at New Mexico's southern border and said the area is home to some of the safest communities in the nation. She also announced that she'll be sending more humanitarian aid to the border where migrants and asylum seekers continue to appear. The jury in the trial of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be back for a third day of deliberations, that is, in Brooklyn, New York today. Jurors in the federal trial of the alleged Mexican drug lord concluding their second day of deliberations yesterday without reaching a verdict. The jury heard about 200 hours of testimony from over 55 witnesses during a 2.5-month-long trial. Guzman's lawyers argue the real cartel boss is another man who they say bribed the Mexican government to frame Guzman, who faces life in prison if convicted. And Major League Baseball is responding to the controversy surrounding the patriarch of the family that owns the Chicago Cubs. A published series of emails shows Joe Ricketts sharing and endorsing racist and Islamophobic jokes. MLB releasing a statement saying the content's extremely offensive and at odds with the game's values and principles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.